Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Merry Sabbath. Are y'all happy? Because we're at church. Does that make you happy when you come to church? Yes, it should. Well, this morning, I would like to share with you one of my favorite stories in the Bible about the prophet. His name is Joshua. That's my age. Okay. This story is so awesome. I want you to watch this little short story about what Joshua did, okay?
Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. So part of God's story is about a guy named Joshua, and it goes like this. 40 years after God led his family out of Egypt and through the desert, he chose Joshua to lead them to an amazing home he had promised them called Canaan. Now, Canaan wasn't their home yet. Not really. See, people lived there already in a big city called Jericho. They had heard how God parted the Red Sea and rained down food from heaven for his family. They had heard how God had led his family with a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. And they realized that if God wanted his family to move into Canaan, he would do something remarkable to get them there. So they were ready for an epic fight. In the past, that had really scared God's family. But here's the thing. God knew Jericho looked scary for his family. So when it was time to go, he reminded Joshua that he was in control. God said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua might have felt afraid, but he chose to be strong and courageous. Have you ever done something you know is right, even though you were scared? Anyway, for a while, God's family camped out, waiting to go in, wondering how to get through Jericho's walls. Then one night, Joshua looked up and saw a man standing in front of him. He was holding a sword and looked ready for battle, but Joshua didn't recognize him. He asked, "Are you on our side or our enemy's side?" The man said, "Neither. I'm on the Lord's side." At that moment, Joshua realized that it was God appearing as a soldier. He fell on his face and worshiped him. God was definitely with them and would lead the Israelites into Jericho. Well, after that, God told Joshua how to get through Jericho's walls. Here's what he told Joshua to do. March around the city once every day for 6 days. Have 7 priests get trumpets made out of ram's horns and carry them. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times. The priests should blow the trumpets during the march. When they blow a long blast, all the men should shout. Then the walls will fall. Joshua might have wondered how walking and yelling would make walls fall, but he didn't question God. He trusted God, so he obeyed. And guess what? At the last trumpet blast, the walls fell, just like God said they would. God promised not to leave his family, and he didn't. He helped them get through an impossible wall and move into their new and beautiful home. And through Joshua, God would continue to help his family. In fact, Joshua finally became so sure of God's power that he was able to help others to be strong and courageous, just like God had helped him. And that's the story of Joshua. But you want to know the best part? God appeared as a man to show Joshua that he would fight for his family and bring them safely to their new home. Joshua had nothing to fear. And later, Jesus came to earth as a man to fight for us by taking our punishment for sin so that one day we can live with him in a perfect new home, which means we have nothing to fear. Like Joshua, we can be strong and courageous. And that's a part of God's story.
Amen. Did y'all like that story about Joshua? He was very obedient, wasn't he? Then he got courageous, meaning he had his personal thoughts that he can do whatever God asked him to do. So it took them 7 days to listen to God and do what God said. Remember, 6 days, God asked them to be quiet. and just march around that Jericho 6 days and be very quiet. But on the seventh day is when they shouted. So right now, I would like for you to come up quietly and let's have prayer. Can you stand up, please? Stand up. We'll have prayer quietly. Does anyone want to pray that we learn as we grow up, that we be obedient, that we listen to our parents or the people that are over us in our homes, and that when you go to school, you will be obedient, and wherever you go in church, be obedient. We're going to quietly pray. He's okay. Then I want to tell you something else.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day to worship you and your temple that you made for us to worship you every end of the week. Thank you for the story. Thank you for everything you gave us. One day I know you would come. I know you will. I know you will. You would come with many angels. And then you would bring first the dead. And then you would bring us. And then 1,000 years we would live in heaven. You would bring us. Then you would bring us down to earth. And forever we would live in peace and remember that this was you. You had a plan for us forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. He's sure. Wait a minute, please. We'll come back. Now, let's pretend that we have already marched around that wall of Jericho 6 times. So can you quietly do this with me? We're marching. And the people got tired. 6 days marching all the way around. But Joshua had to stay obedient as a leader. And he told them, we have one more day to march. But when we march around the seventh time, the walls of Jericho are going to come down and God's going to,
They yelled.
They did? They yelled. They did. So they yelled. So as you go back to your seats, I have something for you to do with me. Excuse me. They blew their instruments as they, wait a minute. Y'all got to listen to me. If you take them, I don't think you'll listen anymore. When you go back, I want you to blow your horns. The people blew their trumpets and they shouted. And the walls of Jericho came down. So I want you all to take one. Blow your horns. Don't blow them yet. Blow your horns when you go back. Wait a minute. Come back. You got to be obedient. You got to be obedient. Now, let's pretend. Okay. That's just what I thought. Listen. We're still in church, so I need y'all to be obedient like Joshua was. We're going to march and make a loud noise to let everyone out there know that y'all have learned how to be obedient. And another part of this story is that when you get back to your seats, listen, can you hear me? Put your listening ears on. When you get back to your seats, I need you all to give those horns to your parents or whoever you are sitting with, okay? Please don't get Sister Sarah in trouble. So I want you to give those horns to your parents. And then after church, when we are dismissed and go out the sanctuary, let's blow our horns together, okay? Are y'all ready? So what are you going to do when you get back to your seat? Give your horns to your parents, okay? All right. So on the count of three, we're going to blow our horns and go back to our seats. One, two, three. Blow.